This is your Paragon News Update for September 7th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha. School officials in Clinton say a fifth grader's claim that he was forcibly held down in a school bathroom by two students who cut his hair have been shown by video evidence to be untrue. Superintendent Tyler Bridges told the Associated Press late Friday that videos reviewed by school officials do not support the boy's claim. The boy initially told his family, who are members of the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes, that he was held face down by two students in a bathroom and that one of them cut off several inches of his hair. In a statement, Bridges said that school officials were able to determine that the original allegation was false. He said he and other school officials met Friday with Cheyenne and Arapaho tribal leaders and members of the Oklahoma Legislative Native American Caucus to discuss the incident. In a joint statement from both the Clinton Public Schools and the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribe, both parties agreed that video evidence uncovered in the investigation clearly shows that the student entered and exited the restroom by himself and was never in the restroom with two older students. Long hair among indigenous men, including Cheyenne and Arapaho people, often has cultural and religious significance, according to the Oklahoma Council for Indian Education. Bridges said a Clinton Police Department investigation into the incident was ongoing. The Oak City Commission is scheduled to meet in regular session tonight in City Hall. Items the commission will consider include the continued rehabilitation effort towards the Carnegie Library with the possible purchase of new tables and chairs, along with new furniture for the main floor for the venue from Lone Star Furnishings. The commission will also continue to consider new equipment purchases for the city. That includes a new Cat 730 articulated truck for the landfill. Also, the commission will consider a bid received from RG3 Meter Company for the next phase of the meter changeout project. Tonight's meeting in Elk City City Hall is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Comedian Colin Jost of Saturday Night Live fame is coming to Southwestern Oklahoma State University in Weatherford on Wednesday, October 27th at 8 p.m. as part of the university's Panorama Series and Homecoming Week activities. Tickets for the show are currently on sale on StubWire.com. Jost serves as a head writer at Saturday Night Live, television's longest-running and most successful sketch and comedy show, now heading into its 47th season. Jost originally joined the show as a writer in 2005 and became a co-head writer in 2012. He also co-anchors Weekend Update alongside fellow cast member Michael Chi since 2014. Jost has won 5 Writers Guild Awards, 2 Peabody Awards, and has been nominated for 12 Emmy Awards for his writing on SNL. Recapping our top story, a bullying allegation at Clinton Public Schools determined to be untrue. Once again, your Paragon News update for September 7th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.